Let me just ask you one more thing, which is when you were talking about the taxane, it just kind of popped when in the trials and the Alto trial. As the breast cancer merry-go-round, particularly with HER2, increases in speed faster and faster and things kind of jump on and jump off, where do you think nab-paclitaxel is going to fit in?
Very exciting drugs. I just wish it was less expensive because the data of nab-paclitaxel versus once every 3 week paclitaxel justified the FDA approval. Now, there are some very tantalizing data on the randomized phase 2 looking at the nab-paclitaxel or docetaxel once every 3 weeks. I mean, we have to be interested, nothing proven definitely because it was a randomized phase 2 and the study still continues. But I'm very happy that there will be a formal randomized phase 3 of nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel weekly versus docetaxel once every 3 weeks.
What about the issue of NAB in the HER2-positive patient with trastuzumab? What do we know about that and where do you think that's heading?
Yeah, there's clear activity. Small phase 2 study was done. There's an ongoing phase 2 study of looking at nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, carbo, and trastuzumab. We're waiting. The group at Memorial is doing this study, so we look at the data. You know, the benefit of this drug is that it doesn't require premedications. So even if the nab-paclitaxel was similar in efficacy to paclitaxel, I would tend to favor that new drug because of the lack of premedications and the potential impact on the quality of life of my patients.